This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. Every week we get together with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance, and we introduce you to people who are making a difference in the arts and creative sector in Washtenaw County, Southeast Michigan, and in some cases throughout the country. Today, no exception. Deb, welcome back to WEMU. Always good to see you, and you've lined up a very special guest today.
Yeah, you know, it's summertime, and that means travel time. And did you know that more than 4 million people visit the Washtenaw County area every year?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the number two reason that they do is to attend an arts and cultural event or destination. So that means that, it's
You're
really...
You're saying it's impact.
It's absolutely impact. And we had some very important visitors to our region last week for that very reason, to actually visit some arts and cultural venues.
Yeah, we were well about. We received a media release about it. But the National Endowment for the Arts, the federal arts funding agency, was in Southeast Michigan for a few days before holding its National Council on the Arts event on Friday. And I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to kind of look at what's going on.
Yeah, our guest is Victoria Hutter. She's the Assistant Director for Public Affairs at the NEA, and she's with us to give us a recap of the Council's time in our area.
Victoria, thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Victoria, it's great to have you on the show. We've known each other, gosh, for a long time, mostly through my work at ArtTrain and your work at the Endowment for... Since like 2000 you've been there?
That's correct.
Yeah, so quite some time, and before that at Arts Midwest. So you've been entrenched in the NEA's work for quite a while.
Yes, I have. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. So it was a pleasure and an honor for the Arts Alliance to be one of the hosts at the for the National Council and the NEA staff last week at a reception at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, which was one of their stops along their way in the region. Traveling for the Council meetings is a rather new development for the NEA. First, tell our listeners, if you would, what the role of the Council is and why they've decided to travel outside of Washington for their meetings.
Sure. So the National Council on the Arts is the National Endowment for the Arts advisory body. They advise the agency on policy, on grant guidelines, and their major task for us is to review the applications that have been forwarded by the panels that the Arts Endowment convenes, and to agree or disagree with the recommendations that have been put forward to them, and then to vote on them. And then that vote goes to our chairman for final decision. So that's their main purpose, is to be part of the application review process. And in terms of coming to a place outside of Washington, D.C., you are right, we do not do it often. And in fact, the last time was in 1990.
Wow, quite a while ago.
That's almost 3 decades.
Yes, almost 3 decades. So it has been quite a while. But our acting chairman, Marianne Carter, is very keen on not only providing access to the arts for all Americans, but access to the agency. And so this is one of the ways that she wanted to do that, to give the members of the council and senior leadership an opportunity to meet with and to talk to our grantees, to see the impact of our investment in Southeast Michigan, and to see some performances and visual arts as well.
It is really interesting in that we know that the NEA has investments in communities throughout the country, and in evaluating where in this first trip in some 30 years you were going to go, how did Southeast Michigan make the list? What about this area attracted you to it?
Well, I think it's partly that, given how the Great Recession impacted that part of the state and part of the country, and I think the role that the arts and culture has played in really bringing some life back to the area, and there seems to be such a cultural vivacity that percolates up in and around Detroit, people doing interesting work. And so it was an opportunity to see that work, and then some conversations among leadership about wouldn't it be great if the agency could visit?
And Deb Pollack, I want to ask you a question along
those same lines.
Oh, he's
putting me on the spot,
exactly,
too.
Exactly right.
I'm supposed to be asking questions,
You just heard
David.
The national perspective, but you've been on the ground in southeast Michigan and here in Washtenaw County as well. Are you seeing those same things, this revitalization and this true growth through the arts and creative sector?
Well, as you know, this is such a passion for me and all of us at the Arts Alliance and throughout the state that, first of all, you can never keep arts and creativity down, and we always find a way to percolate back up, and that's always rewarding and wonderful. And most certainly, our communities generate because of that. And Detroit communities, even here in Washtenaw County, find ways to do that. And we're seeing a renaissance here in Ypsilanti, absolutely, which was struck in very similar ways to Detroit. So absolutely, we see that. And investments through grants agencies like the NEA and Michigan Council for the Arts make that happen.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest is Victoria Hutter, National Endowment for the Arts Assistant Director of Public Affairs. And we're kind of recapping the NEA's visit to our area last week. And as Deb mentioned, Victoria, you've been on the NEA staff since 2000, have worked through a number of administrations, and with each chairman, there's kind of a new emphasis on different arts and cultural initiatives. Mary Ann Carter is the acting chair of the NEA. One of her priorities is to get out and meet with grantees throughout the country. What are some of the other goals for the NEA under her leadership?
Well, Mary Ann is our acting chairman. Her confirmation as chairman is pending in the U.S. Senate. And I know that she has some projects that she would like to see fulfilled, so I'm going to have to say, stay tuned.
I am familiar with that methodology.
So I know that there's some restrictions in regards to what the NEA staff can and can't say about things about advocacy, so I don't know if this question is one you can or can't answer, but I think it's general enough that you can. So in the big, big picture of the enormous federal budget, the National Endowment's budget is about $155 million, which is really, really tiny, but the impact is pretty big. So I wonder if you could say what you think that impact is and why it's critically important for the endowment to remain funded and what that impact is.
Well, a couple of things. If you're looking at bang for the taxpayer's buck, I think we certainly provide that. Because the Arts Endowment's grants are matching funds, grantees are required to bring the same amount of funding from other public and private sources to the federal dollars that they are awarded. But in addition to that one-to-one match, what we've seen is that the imprimatur of the Arts Endowment encourages other kinds of funding to come forward. And in fact, in 2017, we did some research and learned that on average, $1 of NEA funding attracted up to $9 of other private and public dollars. So that's a really good marker there. And I think in addition, the Arts Endowment is the only funder to support the arts in all 50 states and U.S. territories through the arts. And although there are many wonderful foundations and other sources of funding, the kind of breadth that the Arts Endowment is able to provide is singular.
So as you look at the future, given the current investment we have from the NEA throughout the country, is there reason for optimism that we'll see growth and that the creative sector is going to continue helping drive forward a revitalization in many of our urban areas and rural areas throughout the country?
Absolutely. One of the most exciting parts of my work here is our work around creative placemaking, what Deb mentioned earlier. And I am always amazed and impressed with the ingenuity and innovation of people coming together, whether it's in urban settings or rural settings, and using the creative assets at hand to make change. I'm so impressed with what people across the country are doing, and I think it's also taken notice among leaders in other sectors, in transportation and in housing. And
because in the end, they are all related, are they not?
Yes, they are. And we're all driving towards the same thing of having vital communities, and the arts and culture are a tool to achieve that. And to the greater degree that we can partner with other community drivers, I think the greater outcome for all.
Much of what I just heard, I've heard come out of your mouth, Deb Pollack. So would you like to piggyback on that?
Absolutely. Always talking about the interconnectivity of the arts in every other sector. Victoria, please convey to your NEA colleagues and to Acting Chair Marianne Carter how important last week was, and that it will remain a highlight in our community for a long time forward. And thank you for being on Creative Impact and recapping their visit and sharing some of your insight about the NEA.
We do thank you for your time.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, and I will certainly pass along your greetings.
That is Victoria Hutter, National Endowment for the Arts Assistant Director of Public Affairs. We've been recapping the NEA's visit to our area last week, and Deb Pollack, I'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Happily be here.
Deb is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.